Our thoughts are prayers. Our thoughts are seeds. Think about the tens of thousands of thoughts that run through your head every single day. How many thoughts go through your prayer in a single minute? Each one of those thoughts is a seed. Each one of those thoughts is a prayer. And I invite you now just to relax, to sit back. Take these moments to allow yourself to go deep, deep, deep down inside and rediscover that which you really, really know. You are the offspring of spirit. You are the life of God manifest in the world today. You are an incredibly beautiful expression of the divine. And as you allow yourself to listen to that still small voice deep within you, you are receiving the seed that is provided to us by divine mind, by divine substance. And so you go still deeper, allowing yourself to have the seed take root. By exposing the Christ light that you are. And with a sense of exhilaration and with a sense of joy. You know, you understand. That it is yours, it is mine, it is ours to bear fruit, to blossom, to explode into incredibly colorful, beautiful splendor. And to bask in the sun. And absorb its beautiful, energizing rays. And we go still deeper. And we begin to understand that as we are rooted in this reality, it doesn't bind us, it doesn't tie us down to one place, to one dimension, to one awareness. But it allows us to blossom forth a hundredfold and radiate just this incredible inner beauty in everything that we say or do. And we understand at the same time that part of what this experience, this reality includes, is the spreading, is the spewing forth of seed from us to the world around us. Allow yourself to feel the magnificence of participating in the kingdom of God and making this a greater reality in the world. But we continue to listen. And as we listen, we learn still more that all of this is possible because not only can we love, but we are love. Not only can we have joy, but that we are joy. Not only can we be kind, but we are kindness itself. We have been so seated. And now I invite you, in whatever words, whatever language that still voice may speak to you in whatever song, whatever melody that still voice may sing to you in, just to dwell there for a time in the silence. Now softly, kindly, as you are comfortable, I invite you to open your eyes and keep the hearts that have opened. Let them remain open. Let yourself experience the realities that we've been talking about in very, very concrete ways and very, very tangible expressions through the rest of this service, through the rest of your day, through the rest of your week. And if you go out wearing your masks and mindful of the coronavirus, which is still very prevalent, understanding that you are enriched and that you are enriching. And there's so much that we could do. There's so much that we could be. We are not helpless. We are powerful. Could ever anticipate. And for this opportunity today to get together, to share, to pray, to spend some time together in the silence, to listen, We are always, always, always so grateful. And we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
All that I see, all that I do, all that I am is created by you. Whatever I know to be true. Whatever I wonder, the answer is to. Whatever I know to be true. Whatever I wonder, the answer is to. Whom do I love and open up to? Whom do I worship, my God, always you? Whom do I love and give myself to? Whom do I worship, my God, only you? Nothing is outside of your circle, O God. Nothing is outside of your sight. Nothing is outside of your circle, O God, because everyone shines in your light. All that I see,